I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Good evening and welcome. Talks of flattening sound, bands of shrieking ghouls, and the nicest demon we've known since Little Devil passed. What does any of this mean? It means you're sitting in on the planning of the new Trundle Manor album. Recordings of our friends who would have ever thought that that were even possible. Where the members of this parlor-based After Dark delve into all things Trundle Manor. That's who. We like to call it the Trundlecast.
You once thought I was. I am not the one who drove you into dark and lost. You cannot decipher who's foul and who is fair. Your thoughts are tainted by the toxins in the air. I am not the bad guy.
Well, we're back again. Trundle Manor Live, streaming something or other. Welcome back to Trundle Manor. This is Mr. Arm, your consummate host, and the guy who makes all these people shut the fuck up when I tell them to.
You think that's right.
Mainly it's because I control the volumes. Past that, I can't control any of you guys, and I know that. Stop licking the microphone.
I didn't lick anything. Not
wife.
A damn thing.
Does it
I mean, you have said eat the microphone.
Does it taste
Literally,
like soup?
No, because I didn't touch it.
Mother of God. Anyway. Here we are with our co-host, Vodavon Minx.
Hi.
Jimbo in limbo. I keep trying to think of the limbo thing. I want to keep that going, because every fucking time I text Jimbo, he throws his goddamn phone in the lake, and it's Jimbo and Limbo. Jimbo and Limbo. And our new friend, who's an old friend.
Okay, all right then. All right.
New friend of the podcast.
We just met him tonight.
Just met him tonight. We've seen his penis already. Rev, how you doing, buddy?
All right, hanging in there.
Nice, nice. Tonight, we sprung the podcast on Rev. And I think we sprung it on all of us because I couldn't get any of the shit to work. So there's probably some background stuff that we'll talk about later. But I think we were initially bringing Rev into the fray because we wanted to talk about the... Are you about to yawn? Are you that tired with us?
I saw you moving.
But we brought him...
I can't move.
Motherfucker. But we brought him in.
Restrain our guests. We weren't thinking tonight.
Normally, there's
difficulty.
You know what? That's a good idea. Is to get a straitjacket that we keep here at all times.
Yep.
Just
yep,
for the
yep,
guests.
Yep.
I'm surprised you don't have a straitjacket already.
In fact, I have a website that still sells, and I just sent it to Rachel recently. But they sell tiny versions of straitjackets that are a little expensive, but they sell real versions of straitjackets.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly for, I think, magic acts, but they also have non-magic straitjackets, if that helps anybody. But I think we should buy one for the guests from now on.
We should, because all the ones at Costume World were bullshit, or otherwise I would have stolen quite a few of them.
I have an actual one. A biker friend of mine found it, and he's and I'm like,
it.
Awesome.
Found
it. I bought it off of him.
He came, and, he saw it, he
and,
found
But it's small.
Are you saying everyone in this room can't fit it?
I'm saying I can't fit it. Right. Jessica could, but she never wanted to learn the tricks. And I was like, I want to wear it, but I can't.
Well, I've got a website for you.
So would it be impressive if I put it on and I couldn't button it or strap it, and then I just took it off? I was like, voila! Look what I did.
The beauty of a straitjacket is it's made for all sizes because it buckles in the back. And the buckles just need extended if you're a fat fuck.
No,
and that's fine. Like us.
This is for babies. Crazy Babies.
Crazy Babies?
Fuck yeah. So you put it on the sausage dog?
It's called a wiener dog, you weirdo.
I don't know from dogs.
The sausage dog.
Sausage dog.
Well, then her sausage dog. Oh. Well, that's a, anyway. No, we got lost. But hey, you know what's a really good idea is if we. I think I might come up with this. I think I've come up with the perfect way to do interviews at Toronto Manor. Is I'm going to buy one of those straitjackets and then I'm going to duct tape a microphone to it. But it'll be silver colored leather. So we actually sew it to it because I'm not using fucking duct tape. I'm not a jackass. I need it to exist.
I feel hurt by this.
Are you a duct tape guy?
Oh, I'm a duct tape guy.
Man, of Shevitz.
I mean, I prefer electrical tape. It's black.
Well, that's the sexy one.
I like duct tape.
Like my eyes.
He likes his tape like he likes
true.
His women.
He did them.
Sticky.
Okay.
No, but I think that'd be kind of cool is if we had like a microphone taped to the chest of the straitjacket for the guest.
Wow. I have a version.
That would be fun.
I have a mic holder. It's a belt, and there's a thing that comes up, and it's got a rib cage.
Do you really have that?
Yeah,
that sounds like a thing you have. That's
a metal rib cage,
sweet.
And then it holds the mic. Because the first time I got crucified, I couldn't hold it. And I didn't want to do the, like, Britney Spears.
Did you design this system?
I drew it up, a local artist in Columbus.
Pittsburgh is better than Columbus because we acquired you from Columbus. And you never went back.
It's like we're thieving from Columbus.
I just want to say, I think that's the nicest thing he's ever said to me.
Honestly, yeah.
I just want to take this
that's
a step back
compliment.
And be like, wow, guy. Thanks.
But we are trying to make a Toronto Manor album.
But so two of our friends wrote theme songs about us, which is incredible. We had Brian Vamp and the Polkamaniacs featuring Zombo, our favorite DJ of many, many years. And we brought it up to you. And I think, how did that go? You're like, I want to be on it. Why don't we make a whole LP instead of just like a fucking 45?
Yeah, I'm a human parasite, so I heard a good idea, and I was like, that's a great idea. How do I get in on it? But no, I run Only Flesh, rock and roll, punk, metal band, industrial thing, and so I wanted to be on it too. I've been friends with the Toronto Manor peeps here for a little while now, and we've integrated ourselves over many shows here, and I've had you guys on our shows doing stuff. So
none of them have gone well, but let's keep trying.
Well, if an Only Flesh doesn't go well, it does well. That's what we aim for.
We forget what all of our heroes had to suffer through. Trash is a fun time.
But yeah, so I want to get in on it. So we're gonna put out some vinyl. And we've been talking a lot about throwing in a ton of extra random stuff as well.
There's some rockabilly bands that are already in. There's some demos that we've heard.
I want to make sure that we do some screen printing stuff that goes along with every single album.
So much
fun
merch
for us to do. I think we already have the album cover designed by Joe Maroc, which
Red
is
Red Buffalo Oil on Instagram.
An awesome artist that actually designed our wedding poster. Which is fan-fucking-tastic. He's somebody that came to the Manor once, learned everything he needed to know about us, and made the best album or the best poster for us that we could ever have asked for. And the only thing we had to tell him is, can you please make us skinnier?
Yeah. But
get rid of that gut that you just gave me, man.
Your realism
is my wedding poster.
Respectable, but we're vain. Yeah. We did send that to our family, and my favorite part was he did Little Devil with the ring box with little shining like diamond ring, which it's not, but that's, you know, what you do, on top of his little head. Yeah. So, like, it was cute. He really got the gist of what we are. And he did a sweet-ass fucking cover for this years ago. We have in our bedroom, is vintage Halloween-themed. We have all these Monster Mash, super, like, 1960s, brightly colored album covers of, like, just, you know, fun, kitschy-ass 60s monster
music.
Yeah,
we sent him a lot of that inspiration
that
kind
look.
Of stuff.
Yes.
And he hit the nail on the head. He's great. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome dude.
Looks great.
And I can't let this go to waste, so we've never posted a picture of it because I'm like, this has to, we have to wait till the album. which has been killing me because we do have this cool like visage of us in the manor and stuff.
Yeah.
Now we have to make it come to light, and Rev is going to help us fucking
yeah.
do that.
And honestly, I was gonna bring this out earlier, but I think this is the appropriate time on the podcast. Is I have kind of like a weird reach of like individuals that I know, and once the album drops, I do have it on good authority that the Pope is going to post about it on his Grindr profile.
Nice.
So
you can't get bigger than that.
We got that going for us, guys.
Yeah, I saw where he kneels down. I'm not going to say how I saw it or where I saw it or where I was or how old I was at the time, but hey, man.
But for 1999, you can see it as well. Per month.
I'm hoping, you know, we're talking about the different bands that are going to be part of it. One of the first bands that ever made anything about us, the first people that ever made a song about us, was Brian Vamp. And Brian Vamp has been part of the Toronto cast since the very beginning. I always use his, you'll probably hear his song about Toronto Manor at the very beginning. Well, no. You'll hear one of his other songs at the beginning.
We should change it. It should be the one about us.
I don't know. I love the way I start all the Toronto cast. I don't know
about
if I want to change it.
It's not the bad guy, and you're not the bad guy, and he's not the bad guy. But I think now
but it's such
that he's made one about us.
A good one. But we'll play his song at some point. But he made a song about us that was so perfectly kind of both a jingle and a just... I don't know. I guess a jingle. It sounded like it was a perfect like 1960s
yeah.
horror jingle.
Like if there was a cartoon on Saturday morning about a little spooky, spooky little haunted house kind of thing, it's the theme song to that. It's very Scooby-Doo that was awesome. In that way.
I'd never heard of him before. I saw him performing at one of your house parties, and I loved him. And from that, I invited him to perform. Part of Neotrash video, we do like bad movie bingos and stuff like that. So we brought him to one of our bad movie bingos and had him do like a short set during one of our.
Sorry, we missed that. That sounds great.
At Smelling Moose at the time. But I didn't know anything about him, saw him, loved the shtick. Like, I'm into that kind of stuff. So, yeah, brought him over, had him do one of our things too. So,
did he do well? Was it like a successful show?
Yeah, no.
Cool.
Yeah, because the
he's weirdly
good thing
a consummate
is,
like performer.
Yeah, like yeah. The good thing is it's one, it's very short. We only have like 15 minutes for you to perform, so people don't have time to get tired of you. Not saying that they would of him, but you know, you hit hard and you leave them wanting more kind of thing. And we're watching bad movies. We're watching bad, like, science fiction, and bad is a umbrella term.
Yeah, yeah.
It might have been a great movie, but it just got lost money. It might have been one of those where
bad
it's
bad in the eyes of somebody who has zero taste.
It's a bad movie, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah. You're in the household of Ed Wood. I mean, bad...
Yeah.
Is an Ed Wood movie, and it's something that we love
yeah.
because it's a passion project that
existed. When someone who sucks calls us bad, that means we're doing everything right because
yeah.
we're incredible.
So yeah, you have that thing where people love shtick, they love like you know,
schlock.
Yes, and so yeah,
schlock.
People ate them up. Because we also I brought in what's the Pittsburgh native. Bowl haircut, sings about peanut butter.
Weird Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's come
over
here.
We brought Weird Paul in
he's
as well.
He's fun.
Nice.
Yeah, just like stuff like that. I love the like...
When you said bowl cut, I knew.
Yeah, no. I couldn't remember the name, but I remember that haircut.
So you still do shit with them. How often?
So I cut back
more.
For a couple months because I was slowly losing my mind. And then I got physically
understandable.
Hurt. So my mental and my physical
yeah,
were
yeah.
deteriorating.
Well, you're coming back. That's why we brought you back tonight.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So I've been... we switched from Semi Moose to Bottle Rocket, which is
okay.
up the hill.
Everyone's
yeah.
doing shit at Bottle
yeah,
Rocket.
Yeah.
Cool place.
It's a
great new
place.
Big place.
They have
yeah.
they have a... And the great thing for us is they have the seating
yeah.
and like... the screen for yeah. like a theatrical thing, which
that
Moose didn't have. And but no, we've been doing stuff
you
there.
You guys really like crammed it into the Moose. I mean, it was we only went once, but it was a cool setup.
Was it upstairs or downstairs?
It was downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs sucked because you had the poles too. That yeah. were in everybody's way.
It was still
we did it upstairs,
fun, though, you know.
But then COVID happened, and then once they opened back up, they turned the upstairs into a brewery, so we had to do it downstairs. Yeah. And I'm like, I went to Bottle Rock. It's perfect. Let's fucking cut out.
Okay.
So yeah, they've been doing stuff there, and I've been kind of getting back into it, whether they like it or not. I'm back in it.
We went to an Elvis themed bingo there.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah, that was entertaining.
Yeah, with the amount of tables they put in there, it's like an old lady bingo hall in Pittsburgh. If you've ever been to one of those, it is that completely. But yeah, that joint could totally fit what you guys.
They have like the old tube TVs, and they'll just like. They have like a tape or something, and they'll just it's looped, and it's just like old 80s commercials and programs.
That's what we fall asleep
and
to.
Stuff. And it's just like on these grainy, like black and white TVs and stuff like that. And I was just sitting there like, I love this stuff.
That's very cool.
But yeah, they've been doing a lot of cool stuff there. So it's a good new home for Neo Trash Video.
Nice. Well, that's a fantastic thing. We need to get back into getting out of the manor at some point. I mean. We do everything in here, and I don't think we leave this place that often.
Not often.
You guys out like you
times.
Well, yeah, you've tried.
I've tried.
I'd like to
see the crowbar you use.
Oh, it's in the car. It's huge.
It's a very special
He promises
thing.
To drive us, so I don't
penis.
Have to drive
yeah,
home drunk.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what it
I
is.
I will drive. Let's go. Yeah.
Well, he's taken us to the Reverend Horton Heat. And to see a pig rescue, so it's got to be worth it.
Yes.
What a pig rescue?
So
you gotta like open up more about that.
Pigsburg Squealers.
Uh huh. That's what they're fucking called.
I have,
legit.
I have one of their stickers on my hard hat.
Okay, I know about the stickers now, but I still have no idea what
people,
the hell's going on.
People buy tiny little pigs because they're gorgeous and they think they stay little forever. And, of course, that's a lie. So they grow to be like 500 pounds and they're living in some trailer and they need rescued because these hillbillies just didn't get it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But these people rescued them and they have this awesome farm in Tarentum-ish.
Yeah, it's
by
there.
The Torrid Mine. I don't know. It's not far. But they have all these beautiful little pigs that they live on the hill. They have a javelina. They have a...
Warthog.
What's the
red river
swine?
Oh, that thing was so
like
cool.
Ginger as fuck with a white stripe down its back.
So cool.
Like, neat.
And they're very
pigs.
Friendly animals.
Oh, yeah. They're so cute.
So
all of them were just like, I love you. You have carrots.
So I have a question.
Missing back
Except
legs.
For the one that bit me.
Oh, yeah.
But that was fine.
Yeah, bit it.
I got my
Squonk kept on trying to eat your dress.
There was a pig called Squonk that had a jaw where
Dysplasia.
The bottom did not connect with the top. It was like
sideways, yeah.
And he kept trying to bite my dress because I was wearing like a flowy black dress. I'm like, oh, that's nice. But he kept doing it. I'm like, he's like winding up all this fabric up into his creepy ass little mouth. I'm like, hey guys, he's eating my fucking dress, and no one's hearing me. I'm like, all right.
Oh, they heard you.
Well,
they heard.
I mean, I wouldn't
they wanted
be into
to see
it.
What would happen. Yeah.
But like, there was a lot.
Let's
of
see how this plays
there.
Out.
And like, I didn't want to hurt the pig, but pulling the it was a whole thing.
Yeah,
it ended fine.
So I got a question.
Yeah,
there are a breed of. Pigs that say small, right? Or is that just a myth?
No,
is that an
myth.
Urban legend?
But
that's the whole
that
reason
small.
That place exists
okay.
is because that
Someone
was
lied
people,
to a bunch of people.
That was well, people that acquired those teacup pigs and then they grew to be big
so,
pigs and they're like,
but
I don't want this anymore.
Because I got hit up. Or I didn't get hit up. I saw someone selling teacup and I hit them up. I'm like, hey, I'm interested.
Yes.
Are these the ones that say small or is this thing going to grow
small.
To normal pig size? And the person just was like, so when do you want to come pick it up?
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like
Damn,
no, no.
Flags.
And I'm like, no. I want to know.
That's not what I
is
said.
This something, is this just a baby pig,
yeah.
you know, that I'm going to buy and it's going to grow up? Or is this one of the, because I was under the assumption that there were little pigs that just stay little.
I was told
Apparently
that
Apparently they don't exist.
I was obsessed
okay.
with little
wow.
pigs my whole like, life. I would
you learn something,
be real.
Learn something every day at Trundle Manor.
And she's breed teacups. And in the paperwork that you have to sign, the contract says, size not guaranteed.
Mm.
I guarantee you, size not guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. So, oh, this was Facebook Marketplace. They didn't say shit.
Yeah, they don't
so
care.
What are you picking up?
So yeah, yeah. And I was like, when they weren't answering my question about the size, I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
And this person kept hitting me up every day. And I had to like block them. I'm like, no, I don't.
They're like, please pick this up before it gets bigger than
honestly,
you think it'll get.
If I had like some kind of farm with yards, huge yards, I would, yeah, I'd just keep it outside, yeah. Have an enclosure. But I lived in like Homestead, Pennsylvania, with a little backyard, yeah. And every night we play, you know, the game of is that fireworks or gunfire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't need a full size pig.
Yeah. No. No.
Although it would have probably protected your place very well. That guy has a 400-pound pig. Let's not go there.
If someone's gonna break in, they see a big old pig, they're yep. leaving.
Yeah, that's why my wife keeps me around.
400-pound pig
yep.
walking around.
They break in, they see me like, hey, bring me that Mountain Dew. And they're like, I gotta go.
Hold on, I took a phone call.
Oh, wrong house. I'm sorry.
Come on, let's watch Transformers 2 together. No, I gotta go.
All right, so back to the album conversation.
The what now?
I don't know how we got to where we're at, but we're there now.
Okay.
And
anyway, sausage dogs.
Sausage dogs.
Shut up, it's a real thing.
Not. Anyway, sorry.
So we have an album coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So, vote. Give us a thumbs up if you'd like a bottle of soup along with your fucking album.
Oh my god, we gotta cook so much.
I'm making good soup. It's fine.
Dude, Johnny Eagle times 10.
So, anyways, there's gonna be a bunch of bands.
Yeah,
they're not gonna be the same. No, like, it's not gonna be one genre. There's gonna be like, what? What Zomba would you call?
Zomba is very polka-esque.
Punk rock polka.
Yeah,
okay.
Punk rock polka.
What would you call Vamp?
Brian Vamp is... It's a jingle. It's a jingle. Well, Brian Vamp is goth, but our song that is going to be on the album is a jingle by Toronto Manor, which is... it will endear you to him so much, and you need to look him up.
And we'll talk about some other bands. They don't have songs in yet, so we're not going to mention their names. Cause
we have a couple songsters that create
Rockabilly, I think,
there's
right?
Rockabilly one.
Stuff coming in the pipe.
There's another one that is a bit sort of...
bluesy rockabilly?
I'd say blues surf. Is what Teddy's
right.
band is.
Yeah,
but I don't know because he sent us a recording of it, which was from his phone. And
the recording
I couldn't understand a fucking thing that was being said.
Know.
So maybe it's good. I don't know.
So we're going to, and Nolan Fleisch is going to do like a metal punk surf thing.
Yeah.
But also, what, like, weren't you guys going to come up with something? Go ahead and talk about it because I'm going to go and pee.
All
I
right.
think we did actually talk
you
about
know,
that in the last meeting we had.
I would like to do. I would like to use my voice to do a recording.
Yes.
For the Toronto yes. Manor album, of some kind of either a story that I write or we write.
I think that'd be fucking.
And, you know, I just recently purchased something that's called a barrel organ.
Hey.
And it only goes for half a minute, I think, at the most.
That's how long a punk song would be.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds.
You want to say that without fucking up all the words that you just said?
I don't.
That's how long a punk song should be. but I think like a written word, kind of a nice little
like an intro.
I'll do a tale. It can either be a limerick.
Oh,
it might be a limerick because that could be long enough for me to do a proper limerick because it's not very, they're not very long. Or I could do something that was like a horror story based, a little tale based on Toronto Manor, which I think would be sort of like. What's the book genre that I'm thinking of?
Limericks?
No. That one three-book series from the 90s that we grew up with.
Twilight?
No.
Fuck off.
Jesus
I love you, but fuck
Christ.
Off.
Harry Potter.
Your one edition is... Was it Twilight? I'm gonna kill you.
The three-book series.
I can't think of
was it...
Oh.
What are you talking about?
The one where there's a head that falls down the chimney and there's a dog that talks and...
I don't think I know this. I know
you
the
do
Green
know.
Ribbon Head.
The
no,
one about the
know.
Big red dog?
Scary
oh,
stories.
Oh, duh.
Head, yeah. Oh, the head.
If you would show me the visual, I'd know it immediately.
It
yes.
might be like
I cover my
scary.
Right now.
Yeah, it might just be sort of a little ghost story that I read or something. We'll see what comes of that. But if we do need filler, can I have another drink as well?
Can we
Listen,
do a trundle break?
We're going to keep the
trundle break.
On, and we're going to take a trundle break. And ladies and gentlemen, it is trundle break time.
Well, waiting.
It hot.
Ooh. I work in a foundry, so I'm fine.
You work in L.
You know, I have one major accomplishment in life.
What's that?
You want to hear what it is?
Sure.
I didn't get her to make Elvira her number one. But
no,
I got her to
anymore.
Give Elvira a chance.
I love that night. That was a nice fucking night. So
she was like, she's not as bad as I thought she was.
Yeah.
And that just made me happy.
I felt like I was taking a class in bimbology, which is a thing I made up.
Yeah.
Because I was...
They're two different...
They are,
two
they are.
Different
and totally entities. Beyond them, like, I was listening to a lot of podcasts at work about, like, classic... bimbos like Monica Lewinsky and the girl who took out the other girl's leg in ice skating.
Oh,
and like,
what was her name? Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding was a great fucking film.
I loved it.
Genuinely, Margot Robbie, love her. But all these people that you heard were just like horrible bitches. They're not. They're people who struggled too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? And then Pamela Anderson came out with a documentary. She's a person. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
So I think my degree in bimbology made me face the final big boss bimbo, which is Elvira.
I just wanted you to not like take a hate stance towards her.
And I don't want to because it is not her fault. And I don't like pitting women against each other, and that is not her fault or Mila's fault. It is the people that ran that studio.
They don't need to like be competing.
No.
You can like them both in just varying ways. Like you could like one more than the other, but you know.
And I love that Elvira came out. I love it. She's a queer icon. I love that she
It's so funny. Every time I see her, like, do something, there's comments where, like, oh, I used to like her. I was like, dude, you didn't have a fucking chance.
Oh, yeah.
You never would have. She would have never looked
that.
At you.
Never
Even if
that.
She liked
her
you, she would have looked at you.
Her character has not changed.
Yeah.
No.
It's the fucking exact same. This is her personal life, and you never had a fucking chance.
And this is just,
so
like,
shut the, fuck
the
up.
Sadness of shallow, jealous men just bubbling out and being so embarrassing. And I get that. And I think that if Vampyra was around to see that, she would have been like, you know what, that's awesome. Because she had such a good gay following, too. She had so many people that were in her corner that were queer, weirdo people. But I get it now. I finally fucking get it. And
that's my biggest accomplishment.
I loved seeing the movie because I saw it.
Like, honestly, watching with you.
Mistress of the Dark.
Okay. Yeah, you, Haunted Hills, just don't.
Yeah.
Just throw that to the side.
Okay.
Mystery of the Dark is amazing, and it is, like, it's fun, and it's great. Haunted Hills is just, I watched 20 minutes of it, and I'm like, fuck this, and I like Elvira.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is just them just telling her, like, Elvira had more to do with the first one.
Yeah.
She did her shtick, like, at the end where she finally goes to Vegas and is doing her, like...
The titty tassel.
Yeah. That's
incredible.
What she did. She did
was a showgirl.
She was
on a showgirl. Album cover.
She did that stuff. Well, the main song at the beginning where she's driving and there's this rock and roll song with a female singer, that's Elvira singing.
Yeah.
I didn't even know
that's
that. You probably told
her
me.
Shit.
And that car? Oh,
love that
it.
Car.
Oh.
That's her real car.
I know, and
she
has it to this day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Was it Counting Cars
counting
or whatever?
Cars, yeah.
He like refurbished it for.
I saw a tweet like a couple of days after that that said, listen, I'm not that girl's friend, but I will not leave her in a room with these creepy ass men. And that's how I felt about Elvira in that movie. Like, I feel like we're not close, but everybody in that movie treated her like shit and tried to burn her as a witch. I'm like, you know what? I guess we gotta get along because I don't want this for you. We'll figure our shit out, but not like this.
Yeah,
You don't deserve this. You don't deserve this.
And, you know, like, so I feel like she had her place in time.
Yes.
Vampire had her place in time. And it's different. There's totally different styles, totally different times. Like,
yeah.
What was it like? When was Vampire? Like,
only 1954.
50s.
It was like 1 year in the 50s.
Elvira's
she was the first,
80s. That's 30 years.
She was the first horror host. And so the whole thing was that they wanted to reboot the Vampyra thing in the 80s after Ed Wood got popular as a director with the worst film, whatever thing came along. They found her, and the same studio in L.A. is like, hey, well, we want to reboot the show, so why don't you come in with all your sketches, all your drawings, all your notes about yourself? And she came in as an older lady, brought all those things in. They're like, oh, that's great. We'll just keep this. And they never invited her back. And she's like, well, I have ideas. She goes, I know I'm too old to be that again. But she wanted a woman of color. She wanted somebody who's young and sexy. She wanted Patricia Morrison to be the next Vampire. She had a lot of fucking ideas, and they're like, yeah, that's great, we'll get your files, goodbye. But it was the studio guys, and then Cassandra Peterson came along, and they're like, you look good for this. But she had nothing to do, and I read it because of Vampire's niece wrote a book about her diaries that she finally found, and there was a lot of lost thoughts that nobody ever knew about. So I'm seeing it from that perspective, and I get it. Like, women who are in slinky black dresses should not be pitted against each other. My God, there's like five of us in a world full of normal cunts. Can we please not be friends? Can we please all fucking be friends? So, you know, I'm good. I get it.
Yeah, she was.
Elvira's a fucking icon.
She was like, Elvira should die. And I was like, please don't say that. And she's like, and she took me.
Oh, yeah.
And she, like, what she did was she grabbed and she started doing this. And with my own hand, right? And you know what she asked me? Okay. Why are you hitting yourself? Here's the thing. I wasn't. She was making me. It was crazy. It was a crazy night.
Wild. Wild times.
And then they made me make soup, and they just were like, this isn't as good as what we make. Like, like, I'm sorry. It's Dinty Moore. What do
were
you
those kind of like soup dominatrixes? We're like, oh yeah, is that soup good? Soup you little piece dominate. Of shit, you little fucking sad little worm. Is your soup good? Ooh, did you flavor that soup? Fuck you. My soup's awesome. Eat my high heels. Fuck you.
Soup dominatrixes.
Listen, if you weren't thinking about it already, we'll be thinking about
now
it
we
later.
Are, yeah.
We're here for ideas. We're here for the distribution of ideas.
Yeah. Have you guys been doing the movie thing?
Yes, summer? Yes, the last one
that's
was...
her.
I'm involved.
He is.
No.
He's deeply involved. He brings the hot dog machine from downstairs, and that is the hardest part.
The hot dog machine?
Is that like a sexual innuendo? He brings the hot dog machine.
I can see. I want to be a horror hostess with my entire heart.
To collaborate with you on a night, if you want.
Yes.
We did, what was it?
You picked, I loved when I had people pick. You picked Black Roses and Slumber Party Massacre 2 with that sexy greaser that kills people. Love that. Such a favorite.
We did a night when Night Gallery was still around. It was like this gallery that we could do stuff at. They'd let us do
that's
whatever.
Cool.
Performance art and stuff like that. And we did a night of, what is it, genetic opera?
Hello, oh, Jimmy Z.
Oh, that's a fun one. That's a fun one.
So we did, it was packed.
Cool.
We had a lot of fucking
that's a
people
cult
to it.
Following.
And we did like little things where we had some sideshow and some like drag queens and stuff like that. But it was packed.
Can you hear my microphone, Jimmy?
Showing it in. We didn't have any seats, so it was like sitting room only. I had to like step over people as I was going to like.
Like a summer party.
Yeah.
Step on their little faces.
And we're back. we're talking about the new Trundlemanor album that's coming out.
But earlier, Anton asked me to talk about the bathroom. When I go in there sometimes,
there's
a sign that says, smile, you're on camera, and there's a camera. And I don't think that it's real. However, it might be real. So I always acted out a little bit extra, you know, like I always like kind of pose a little bit, like flex a little bit. That's what I do in there. I know that it's probably not, but in case.
The Trundlemanor bathroom.
You got to look your best, you know.
It's there for you to look your best. That's where the poses count and the posers do not.
You know, we only watch it when we're hungover, so
right.
We're going to forget everything you fucking did.
Ugh.
And by hungover, she means my penis hanging over my shorts. Are we back on? I don't know what's happening anyway.
Back on.
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on?
Hello! Well, Alan Trotamander is back on, and we're talking about the album that might be coming. Jesus fucking Christ.
So we've talked a lot about...
We're just so far removed.
We had a meeting a while back, and we were talking about extras. So why don't we talk about some of the extras? We don't know what we're throwing in for sure, but what are some of it? Like, I remember I wanted to make maybe patches or back patches or t-shirts.
Oh, for merchies.
Yeah, because I can print that stuff out.
Yeah, stickers, all that dumb shit.
Oh, and you can too.
Yeah.
You don't, and you do a better.
I took a special class for it.
Yeah?
We can do embroidery patches. Yeah.
I can teach you
friends.
Stuff.
No, your stuff is a lot more detailed than mine. So
we can make trick-or-treat bags that fit vinyls in them.
Let him praise me,
I'll
Rachel.
Just, come on. I'll like make a button. Just a button.
No.
So yeah, no. But we talked about all kinds of patches, shirts, embroidery patches, yeah. Buttons.
So, in your opinion, I think we talked about this in the very beginning. In your opinion, do you think it makes sense for us to do a Kickstarter kind of thing, or should we just do it where we make it with a few packets that people can buy?
I don't.
And eventually they buy them or they don't.
I don't like Kickstarters. I think that you're relying on people and you have to beg people, and I don't want to beg people. Right. I'd rather blow money that if it doesn't do well, which not to talk bad on it, but if it doesn't do well, then we just have to wait to get the profits from it rather than begging people and it might not happen or whatever. I don't know. It just... To me, it just sets off a first step of like, we're desperate. Give us your money. And I just think it like kind of puts that,
that's
like,
fair.
Honestly, I had this duck uncle.
It's better to have.
And he had this like room with just.
Duck?
Yeah, I was one of the three little ducklings. There was riches of like gold. It was like we did a show called DuckTales. Anyways, I'm rich, so I will be able to finance whatever, like whatever he wants. Anton, the man, wants to do. The sky's the limit.
we
can make these albums of fucking gold. If you want.
We need to lease this castle in London. It's at the end of...
I'm trying
Spain's
to not
Lane,
to say too much about this
where
because...
Where Highgate Cemetery is.
He's joking, but he's poking the bear. He's going to get... He's going to get a...
gold albums.
It's called Holly Village.
Hey,
we
Rev,
must live
hey,
there.
Hey, Rev. Somebody's asking for a check. Here you go. You know.
No, I... Like...
Well,
I, like,
here,
we'll
here's
figure
a,
out.
Here's, the, my, here's my thought. Here's my thought. The album in the base limit is awesome. We talked about making sure that every band that provided for it gets a certain amount of albums, right?
Yeah.
They'll get the albums. They can sell those albums. But from Trundle Manor and from you as the financier, we'll be able to add a little bit of extra stuff to them if they want to pay extra for it. So if you buy, like, the platinum version of it...
Yeah, I'd love to have different tiers. Yeah. I definitely want the cheapest route to still have extras. Like, I love... And I know both... I know
all
of us here in this room
for
love extras.
We'll at least do punk patches for them.
Yeah,
we'll at least do, like, simple... T-shirts cost money. Punk patches cost almost nothing, so we can offer those.
Buttons we can
offer.
We can do, like, posters, whatever. Like, we just don't know what we're going to do. But once we get the album rolling where it's in the process, that's the go time of figuring out what tier. I think we should maybe have like three tiers. Cheap, middle, and then like, you know.
Going on what I know I'm able to do, I will say, and you can add to it if you have more stuff that you can do that
Don't test me, boy. I'll add
but
some shit.
I can add... A punk patch per album that's designed just only for the album, and that's the only way to get it is to buy the album, which is a linen patch that's hand silk screened by us, cut out and designed just for the album. You'll get three pins that come just from us because we can eat the cost of the pins because we appreciate people buying the album, and the pins will be sort of a randomized thing of... we'll take every single band in the album and we'll make a pin for the band and we'll make a pin for Toronto Manor, and then we'll randomize what you get.
Yeah.
And you'll get three of each of those, and you'll get a poster that I'll make out of the album artwork cover that's printed on really nice paper on 13 by 19 prints.
And I think each band that's on the album, we can easily get them to do like a postcard and sign it. We'll make every motherfucker sign it.
Well, I'm thinking the poster.
All you can do that too. Yeah, yeah. But postcards, whatever.
Postcards, that's the thing. We can do.
We're just thinking of all the things.
I'm just thinking of. I don't want to inundate people with a bunch of ephemera, which is paperwork. I think that maybe like a poster's cool. I think if we add postcards, I think it's a little like repetitive.
So honestly, we with Only Flesh, we were gonna each sign a yellow book paper for Pittsburgh. You know, the yellow book with all the phone numbers.
Oh,
send the whole book.
I cannot afford to send that whole book
to
people.
I love it.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
I think it weighs like
honestly,
12
pounds
or something.
No, but honestly, I talked to the paper. What is it? What do you guys call it? The post office. and they don't care about weight anymore.
Oh
yeah, no, it's a new thing.
Sure.
So, okay. Yellow book every fucking album.
As your producer, you're like, yeah, it's fine. Just invest in this.
Rev is the producer who's gonna finance all the shipping costs.
Just mention my name. And be like, Rev said.
Put it on the Rev account.
Rev said it's okay. Weigh that much, so go away. Post
it on the Rev account.
Also, we talked. I don't know if you remember. I have a plethora of the vinyl, the covers, the slip disc covers.
Oh, okay.
You put that we can print on as well.
Okay.
I have a whole
the
box.
Inner, oh, the good. Inner
the soft thing that you put on your record player.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
We have that spiral.
Yeah,
whatever the fuck you call it.
Really?
There we go.
Okay.
Slip mat.
Not slip knot.
Yeah, we can
slip
print
knot
can
with
print
but with a mat
one.
And it's not.
Well,
no
I
knots.
Think that should be not the base tier.
I don't care about the tiers. We're just talking about all the extra things we can throw in. Right. We'll figure out what the tiers are once the album's getting done.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that
people don't care about the tiers right now.
I know they don't.
Except for mine.
I'm thinking maybe there's
which is every night.
And honestly,
no, it is. It's my old pillow is moldy because it's so wet. The crying.
Do you not have a fucking dryer? You have a big house. Get a dryer.
I can't go down there. It's too sad.
Wait,
anyways.
I kind of do want to talk about tears because for me, this is kind of fun. So I'm thinking.
All right.
The bass tier.
Papa Anton.
Yeah. I'm the reason this all exists. I'm thinking the bass tier is the album. Which is going to be beautifully designed and curated and recorded and put together. You'll get three pins. You'll get a hand silk screen patch just for the album alone that no one else can own except for people that have the album. And I think that'll be the base tier.
Okay.
And a signed poster by all the bands.
Sounds good.
All the band
members.
Yeah,
we'll make them all sign it.
Mm-hmm.
That means...
Or...
You get to come over.
Make them all sign it.
Well, let me ask you guys, because we're of a new ilk, does the poster matter, or should I just have everybody sign the cover of the album? Does anybody care about posters?
I'd have the poster.
Yeah. Would you like a poster? All right.
Because
you can play a poster, but you can sign the album. It's just.
Yeah. I have a lot of signed albums.
You can frame the poster.
Yes.
You hang it. You don't want to frame the fucking album. So
okay.
I would say poster. And like posters are, it's not the most expensive thing. So.
No. I mean, I can do it. I'm just.
Well, I know you can.
Do people care about posters? Anymore?
No, I think they do.
I feel like I have some signed.
The people that are collecting all that shit.
But
do.
They okay. are in the same rack as okay. the other albums that are not signed. But the thing okay. I put on a wall
so,
is signed.
So that's poster the base. That's good. The base. And for the base, you
the
get
people
a lot
that
of shit.
Want. The people that want the stickers and the buttons and the fucking patches, those are the people that are also going to want the posters.
Stickers cost more, so stickers
I will fucking supply stickers. That's good.
Oh, shit. Okay.
No, I won't. You got to do some fucking stickers.
I love stickers, but stickers cost so much money.
That's fine. It's fine.
Stickers,
don't you worry your pretty little head over there.
My little head, though. I'm so pretty, and I'm worried about it.
I know, but it's so small. Like my hands. Like my small, little, strong hands.
Uncle Jack, put on your big hands.
My small, strong, muscular little hands. No. Like
okay,
I said.
Okay.
We got some stickers on there.
Okay, so at least a sticker.
They'll be able to put it on their Eldorado, driving around town, and other people are like, what's this Trundle Manor there they're talking about on that bumper?
So, are there two or three tiers then?
I want to have three.
You want to have three? All right.
Three is good.
So the first tier gets all this stuff. They get a sticker, they get a poster, they get signed everything, they get a patch, they get...
Maybe not the patch.
Well, the patch is cheaper than a sticker.
How about physically?
I think it is.
Physically, what fits inside of an album cover? Can you slip one patch in? Can you slip one sticker in?
Yeah. Okay, here we go with the patches. First tier, small patch. Second or third tier,
Back patch.
Hey. There we go.
Back patch and what else? What's the second tier? That you get a little patch and a back patch.
You have an embroidered patch on
one.
No. That's like top.
That's top tier.
That's top tier.
Because that's like five people.
Because
our machine cannot handle. We can't do that.
It takes like an hour to make each one.
Yeah, we can't do that.
All right, so second tier, back patch.
Back patch. Screened back patch. And screened... Little pad.
And I love that we're thinking completely old school, but what if there was like a link to a Patreon of like dumb bullshit of us being drunk?
Well, we never
like...
do that. We're not doing that.
Okay.
There's absolutely no way that we will follow
so
up.
So I can
that.
Get.
You're right. I know we wouldn't either.
I can get laser etched wooden coasters as well.
Oh, that's fun.
For the final tier, well, we can jump back to second.
Sure.
But for the third, what I would love to do for the third tier, the most. You know, the prestige of tiers.
Yes.
I would love to have a digital download that people can put onto their phone or...
You think that's only just the third? Because that's the simplest one to do,
We gotta have something. Like, we can't give everything to every tier. And I think that's...
Oh,
cause,
okay.
Because, honestly, if once we put this out, it can
I
go...
I thought we give everything to every tier.
Everybody gets everything.
I only said that because he laughed.
Digital downloads a big deal.
Black licorice.
Yeah, man, we got nothing.
So here's the thing: the first and second tiers. Because once this goes out, we can put it out on Spotify, we can put it out on the YouTube stuff, we can put it out on other things. So people will still have access to it.
It's just like a champagne type thing.
But I think that it should be like this is your download thing.
Hold on. There's too much happening.
He's asked me what's in this drink.
Shut the fuck
good,
up.
Mate.
Shut the fuck up.
That's the spoilers. Nothing good,
he's,
mate.
He's been in trouble from day one, man.
No.
In trouble?
Jesus Christ, man. Cheesy peasy.
Okay. So the third tier, you're talking about doing a digital download.
Yes, love that.
Which is fine.
We got to have some kind of like...
My problem is the digital download is the cheapest thing for us to do.
But...
Yeah, but if you're buying a vinyl...
I don't think we need to focus record. Things on, like, how cheap it is for us to make. It should be the presentation.
Presentation.
If you're somebody, picture yourself buying a record for somebody you care about. Like, I want to support these motherfuckers. Okay. Like, all right, cool.
But I also want to listen to it somewhere else, so maybe I'll
pick
the third tier.
Yeah, I'll put it on my record player. Yeah. Fine.
But I want something more physical to give to these people.
And if we do, like, the streaming stuff, we release it months after. Like, put it up on Spotify, so it's not like once we release it, you can't just instantly go to Spotify and listen to it. Right. That's after the fact.
Okay.
That's
if
good.
At all.
So it's exclusive. It's not just, like, obviously on Spotify or whatever. So, as somebody who likes that kind of stuff, if I'm buying something where I want the record part, of course, that's beautiful. It's physically gorgeous. It has little patches, little pins, little fucking accessories and shit. Incredible. But if you buy the big one, then it lets you do it digitally. Because I listen to music digitally. I listen to music on Spotify every single day. I listen to YouTube music. I listen to all that kind of stuff. So it needs to include that. And it doesn't... It looks little in terms of production, but in terms of what you're getting, that's massive.
So I'm about ready to go on a tangent.
Oh.
Here we go on the Spotify thing. No. Here's the thing.
I want to be done with the concept of digital interpolation.
I know you do. You just want to do
the entire album.
Here's the thing.
I get it.
Can I say my piece then?
She said.
Here's the thing. I have been in a battle with my record label, Rotten Records, about streaming. And they fought with me over a year about we can't do like Spotify shit royalties, and they just, you know, if they can't listen to that, then they'll go buy the album. I'm like, no, they'll go to Spotify, they'll punch in Only Flesh, and if they can't find us, they'll punch in the next band they want to listen to.
They'll give up. I've done that.
They're not gonna fucking buy the album just because they can't find it on a streaming site. The people that are going to buy physical product are the people that collect that.
Yes.
That's what we're going for. The streaming is to get it out there, because at the end of the day, and this is how I feel, I would rather a million people be reached by a streaming site and me not getting a cent from it, rather than five people going to buy a fucking physical album.
Your friends are going to go to a record store, but a million people are going to be like, hey, I know who that is now. That's popped up in my Halloween playlist.
That's all I want to say.
Whatever. I agree with you on that.
That's all I want to say.
As the other side of that, as the fan of stuff
you
like
guys
that, I get that.
Just shit on your own concept, but that's the reason I don't think that should be the top tier. I think that the streaming should be almost nothing. My thought about the streaming tier is, if I want to stream it, I want to listen to it, and I'm not necessarily going to give a shit about an album. I want to hear streaming, so that might be the bottom tier. And isn't it awesome that I also get an album?
It isn't.
Because it's not important.
For everybody. Digital download. That's so you can download it onto your computer.
Right.
Put it onto your personal... like.
But that's the same thing as streaming, though. But to everybody else, that's streaming.
Streaming relies on...
People aren't using computers anymore, though.
I know.
I download stuff. I download albums. I download stuff, and I put that on, and then I pay a fucking premium to goddamn Apple so I can put it on my goddamn telephone, which makes no fucking sense, because I already own the shit.
It works so good. But I have my whole CD collection. I could have it on my phone, and you have to pay for that now.
I rip CDs onto Apple so I can fucking listen to it. Which is stupid, because I pay Apple to just keep streaming the shit that I have. No. No.
Whatever I say tonight isn't like...
Well,
I'm trying to die on a hill. Like, this is what's gotta be. I'm like, this is what I'm thinking, and then we can always...
You're thinking that the... Because we haven't talked about any other additions to the top tier yet, except for the streaming thing, right?
You got any?
Well, no, because we haven't gotten there. Okay. Well, we haven't gotten there yet. We didn't get there yet. No.
Forget about digital downloads. What else you got for that final tier?
I'm not against digital downloads. I'm just saying, why is that your top? Why? I think I still don't fully...
Let's put it aside for that. What else do you have for a top tier? Because I think the slip disc that I talked about... That'd be good for a top tier.
That'd be a great top tier.
Cool. I think we've done things like
You know what would be really cool for a super top tier is one of the tentacle necklaces.
Oh, that's really good.
Like you really get something that we charge $40 for, and if you pay top tier, you get like a bespoke Trundle Manor fucking necklace.
I love that. One of a kind original.
Yeah. Every single one is different.
Yes, I love that.
That's very special.
It's very special.
I'd be willing to throw in for Only Flesh a t-shirt for the top tier.
That's fucking awesome.
That'd be nice.
So
you get like a band top tier. But speaking on that, if we sell top tiers, do the bands get more? So
no. No, that's because we're throwing in more. That has nothing to do with the bands.
Okay.
The bands are getting paid through the records.
But your band is throwing in more. So I was asking.
But us and you have a different relationship than the other bands putting in.
Okay.
Because I'm putting in money.
Okay.
These bands, if they want to be a part of it, unfortunately, we're not paying them money, and I get that sometimes a dick move, but they're getting albums in.
We don't have money. We're not making money.
Yeah. None of us are making
all
money.
All of it is
we're
exposure.
Just doing this as a passion project.
Right.
So our friends who have bands that have wrote songs about us, are they getting money from this?
They're getting albums.
They're getting albums that they can take and put on their merch table when they're doing shows.
Okay.
They can sell them for whatever they want because they're getting. The album's free, so they could sell for $20. They could sell for $5,
yeah.
And they get to keep that money.
Okay, so they're part of a compilation, and it's valid to sell that at their gig, but they could take whatever they want from it.
Theirs. Okay. They can give them away. They can sell them whatever they want.
For their contribution, they get a box of albums, and then they do whatever the fuck they want after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which honestly is, as a musician, is a great. Sounds great.
So here's the thing. For us, we were offered a bunch of that stuff when we were early. And there's times where most of the times it was, oh, chip in $400. You get a certain amount of this. And you're like, what? This is really good because we're not charging anybody for anything.
Yeah.
They're donating a song, but they're getting exposure because we're promoting it. And we're not being stinky about it.
They can make $1,000 off the album if they want to.
We're not like trying to con anybody. We're like, here's the thing. You're giving us a song. You'll get this many albums. You can sell for whatever you want. Keep the money, whatever you want. Maybe later on we'll make another round of vinyl if you sell out, and we'll give you some more, whatever.
Yeah.
If you like it, cool. Let's do it. If you're not, totally understand. Because everybody's at a different spot.
Remember,
Metallica's
everybody
not gonna sign on wanting some fucking albums. They're gonna want paid.
Remember,
we're talking to local bands that are not
our friends,
huge, but whatever. And we're all like friends. We all have connections. That's the whole thing about this album.
This is the community.
It's got to be
this
some kind of connection to you or me.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not asking like people I've never heard of to write a song about me. What the fuck is that?
Hey, we should get Too Many Zoots to make a fucking...
They did a music video here. They're not far off.
They'd make a fucking song for us, and they're popular motherfuckers.
Apparently.
You know,
it's not out of the realm of possibility.
It really isn't.
We're coming at them with... We're not trying to trick anybody. We're saying, hey, this is what we're doing.
Wow.
We'd love you to be a part of it. This is what we can offer you. Are you in?
Sure.
And they can be like...
I've been talking about this my entire life, how Trying to Manner... has a lot of friends, and we do a lot of different stuff together. And the one thing that we don't do is make money off of anybody, because everything that we've ever done has lost money. Our Halloween party has lost money, and we had people come. We had bands play. You guys played. You set up. You did a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's not like
punches.
It's not. But it's not like. But it's not like we made money off of you guys being here. We bought so much. We just had a party.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
We had fun.
And we had a little bit of extra money, so we spent money on this party. We bought booze. We bought food. We bought entertainment. We did our fucking best, and you didn't make anything, but nobody made anything.
So you guys asked us to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You told me up front, you're like, hey, it's just a fun time. You're just performing. You know, we're not there's no fucking gate fee. We're just doing, like, you guys just do this out of the kindness of your hearts.
Yeah.
I was honored that you guys, because I always loved you guys. Ever since I came to Pittsburgh, I looked up Weirdos.
Uh-huh.
You guys have always been on my radar. Within a month of me being here, I messaged him, and we had this weird conversation because he didn't know me, I didn't know him. But no, you said, hey, do you want to perform? I was, like, stoked because I'd love to be a part of it. I want to be a creative part of Pittsburgh with the Weirdos. I never expected money. I never got money. It was never a fucking problem. It was never a fucking problem. We came. We did a show. There was a bunch of people here. We had fun. And then after we were done, we hung out and fucking had fun. It was never a thing about... Our relationship has never revolved around money.
No.
Ever.
But
you've let us film here 4 videos never charged us.
No, why would I?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Our relationship has never been about money. No. We help each other out.
It's collaborational.
Yeah. You experience,
that's all I want to do.
You experience the joy of what Pittsburgh is. And Pittsburgh has people like me and you who are in the middle of these cracks where we're able to allow things to happen for fun's sake. Not even art's sake. Just, we just want shit to happen. So let's do it. Let's keep being a part of something. And nobody makes money. We are genuine human beings who just want wonder to fucking exist. And that is the biggest part of what the manor's been, what Only Flesh has been. And you guys have been one of the few groups of people that actually understood that shit. And I get annoyed talking about this. I get annoyed talking about this with you because you're competitive. But but you're genuinely a wonderful person.
You missed your
so that's fine. And I know you want to come off as like a badass, but you're like me. You're a soft sack of fucking dough who just wants a little bit of wonder. You just want a little bit of wonder to exist in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
This is our city.
I agree with that.
This is
yeah.
our town. And who gives a shit if you make money or not, or you die in the fucking gutter because you're poor? It's about some kind of wonder existing in the world. Hey, Rachel, can you give me another drink?
I'll do my best.
Please, God.
Oh, something?
We're all getting Sambuca because there's jack shit in my cabinet right now.
Oh, can you fill that whatever with?
Dump it. Dump it down in.
I am bringing the bottle in here.
Yes!
All right.
I like that.
Sambuca.
Bottle of Sambuca somewhere, I guess.
Ugh. But yeah, man, this album will be great. I think it'll be, dare I say, lovely. But I think it will be very...
Can you help us with recording? Look, I'm going to get you on mic. Can you help us with recording people?
I'm going to try.
I don't have a studio.
I only have...
You have a studio. You can do it. I believe in you.
We'll get this working. We'll get this working.
All right.
Guitarist will be able to, like, he's the one that's going to have to help me, but he's also going to be the mastering to make sure everything's, all the songs sound the same level and everything. It's we're going to do the best we can. We're going to have to do the best with what we got. Like, we're going to try to get it out as soon as possible, but we're dealing with a bunch of bands. This is a compilation. Everybody's writing new shit. This isn't something where they're just picking
so
out.
So, if I give you, like, Teddy's number and the other band and...
tell them, like, hey, we need to figure out some stuff for the album. Hit Rev up and just say, hey. And say, hey. So, if I get a text from him, it's like, hey, this is, you know...
So you know the music lingo, so you'll be able to talk to them about recording stuff and
I'll get the recording stuff.
Because I think that was the sticking point, is that we don't know that stuff.
My guitarist has went to school for that, so he's the one that's going to have to do the mastering. And if we're doing recording at my house, he's the one that's going to have to come in and help me, because it's not just about plugging like mics and shit. You have to make sure... Everything's got a sound gate and all this stuff in it, so he's gonna have to help me. I can do it with my own stuff, but bringing in live bands is a different story. So yeah, I can talk to people, get everything figured out. And even if it's something that I can't do at my house, that is only gonna take a little bit, maybe we record drums at this place. I chip in a little bit of money, and then come back to my place, record the things I can.
Okay.
I can figure it out.
Cool. We can do this. All right, we need to end this podcast by saying we're looking for Malort, and my God, let's hope we never find it. At the end of Trundlecast, let's have everybody say one last line. Rev, we're going to start with you.
I love you, Joke.
Darling.
Let's watch some Vincent Price movies together.
And our silent boy.
I'm still looking for Malort.
Well, here we go. And thank you for joining the TorontoCast. And let's hope that we can cut this into something that isn't a sack of garbage. Good night, guys.
Bye.
And enjoy wonder.
Well, there you have it, my Trundle Files. Another preserved specimen of gross audio proportions in the jar. I'd like to say we had fun, but I'm sure no one will remember this recording session. We would like to thank our cast and crew for cinching our sutures, mopping up the blood, and generally keeping the manor alive. And we'd especially love to thank the tourists who visit from all over, the social media monsters that help spread our good word, and the Patreon supporters who fund our covert operations. If you'd like to become one with the manor too, just visit trundlemanor.com to book a tour, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or contribute to our Patreon. A special thanks to our resident vampire keyboardist, Brian Vamp, for allowing us to use Not the Bad Guy for our intro music. And the manor's gremlin, Nigel, for not twisting our wires this time. You can find Brian at brianvamp.com. That's B-R-Y-A-N, Vamp. And we recommend you don't try to find Nigel at all. Finally, we thank you for joining us in this romp through the fetid guts of Trundle Manor, where insanity rules and everything is real. Now, cut off your ears and stick them in a jar, because they're useless until we talk to you again on the next Trundlecast. Good evening.
By the way, have you, I don't know how often you're in Monroeville, but have you been to the Monroeville Pep Boys in the past couple of years?
I drove past. I've never went to it.
Have you driven past it at night?
No.
Because the E in Pep was out for a while, so it said Pee Pee Boys, and I laughed hysterically every single time it went past. And I finally started seeing memes about it that somebody posted, like, Pee Pee Boys isn't real. Pee Pee Boys can't hurt you. Monroeville Pep Boys. And it's just, they finally fixed it. I was very sad. I feel like that would have been, like, the best gay club.